This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we do have the phone lines at least on pause, because I believe joining us right now is a gentleman, former U.S. attorney, former director of the ATF. I think he's a long list. I think he was also former district attorney in Plymouth County, state rep. I believe he's also running for U.S. Senate. He, of course, has suspended the campaign for the evening. We have Mr. Mike Sullivan joining us. Sir, are you there?
I am, Kevin. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. We have, as you know, State Rep Jeff Deal in studio, as well as Joe Rossi and Mark Rocheteau. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi. Mike.
I got to ask you, Mike, if you could, representing some of the folks here on the South Shore and across the state, give me your thoughts on today and what you've been hearing from folks.
Well, you know, my feelings are the same as everybody else's. Your first reaction is sadness, and your heart goes out, and your prayers go out to the family members of those that have been injured and those that have been killed, and then you get angry. You know, think that somebody would do such a despicable, cowardly, gutless act of violence against innocent people at such a beautiful, festive day.
I have to ask, what happens when something like this happens? You know, you're somebody who, you know, directed the ATF. What happens when something like this? Is it something that one particular agency is going to take over than the other? Do we see the FBI working in coordination with the Boston police? What happens?
Well, there's a protocol, Kevin. It was put in place post 9/11. There's an organization called the Joint Terrorism Task Force that would be stood up. That's all the federal, state, and local agencies working together. In terms of the protocol, the lead in terms of the investigation would be by the Boston Police Department and the FBI. The FBI representing the federal interest and Boston PD representing, obviously, the interest of law enforcement at the local level since the attack occurred in the city of Boston. They will work exceptionally well together, all the agencies. The men and women of all those agencies I know are working tirelessly right now to make sure that the people within the city and beyond are safe. And for the first objective is to get aid to those people that are injured, making sure that you can get them out of the scene as quickly as possible and get them medical attention. And then from there, you have to determine that there could be other potentially explosive devices, and you want to try to protect the public from further harm. And then you have to protect the crime scene. It is a crime scene. You want to collect the evidence to identify the devices and who potentially are the bomb makers.
Mike, I know you prosecuted Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, as he was called, and this involved international terrorism. So at what point do international agencies get involved with the situation as well?
Excellent.
Well, I mean, international terrorist cases are still investigated principally by the FBI. If it's going to be a criminal investigation, obviously if it's on the intel side, then intelligence agencies, including the Department of Defense, intelligence, and CIA would be involved, but international terrorism incidences that occur in domestic United States, again, would be led by the FBI in cooperation with all the other federal agencies. There's a response plan that's in place, and then they will partner up with state, local law enforcement as well. And I don't believe that they've identified, whether this is an international or a domestic terrorist incident. It certainly is a terrorist incident. As soon as the second bomb went off, people, I'm sure, quickly concluded that it was a terrorist incident. And the extent of I think it's too premature and speculative, but I do know that the BPD and the FBI, working with all their partners, are trying to uncover all the facts that they possibly can to identify whether or not this was a domestic terrorist like a Timothy McVeigh or an international terrorist event. And we'll learn, as soon as they have the ability to make those types of determinations, as long as it doesn't interfere with their ongoing investigation to identify, a suspect or suspects, they'll share that information with the public.
Mike, as one follow-up to that, as U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, you also were involved in something like this. Is the current U.S. attorney going to now assign somebody from her office to sort of be working on this case, in a shadow sort of capacity until it's determined who's involved?
No, I'm confident that the United States Attorney's Office is actively involved. There's a National Security Anti-Terrorism Unit that's staffed with prosecutors and work very closely on a regular basis with the FBI in ongoing matters. So right from the get-go, as part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the United States Attorney's Office is involved. I mean, you can imagine during the course of the investigation, you know, it could be that certain leads might need a search warrant for purposes of follow-up. So it's a partnership approach in terms of these types of investigations. It was a lesson that was learned, you know, post 9/11, that law enforcement has to fully cooperate, and these folks do. I mean, they've worked together, you know, faithfully, you know, since those events on 9/11, and many of them worked together tremendously well. I think that was one of the strengths of, you know, law enforcement agencies within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, maybe unlike, you know, a lot of other agencies around the country. So I know that these guys, men and women, are working hard right now to determine exactly who's responsible and, you know, apprehend them and bring them to justice.
I have to ask you, Mike, how sad is it that whoever perpetrated this crime chose a day like Patriots Day, also a day that we file our taxes by before midnight, would want to do this, you know, in such a visible, you know, a visible target like the Boston Marathon, a well-celebrated event?
Yeah, I think, Kevin, is likely, and again, I don't want to speculate others.
No, and I don't want you to. I just want your opinion on it.
Symbolism to the day itself, obviously, the symbolism to the event, you know, you know you're going to have so many people there celebrating such a wonderful event, the Boston Marathon, people from all around the world, you know, that participate. And also the fact that it's on the symbolic day of Patriots Day is not lost, I'm sure, on a lot of people that are in the midst of this investigation. But, you know, for me, I'm just saddened by it. You know, my heart prays go out to the family members. It kind of takes the wind out of you.
Yep.
You know, when you think about something like this happening and it happening in such, you know, so many innocent people, you know, being harmed.
Mike, you know, as we look at the ongoing investigation of what's going on, you know, there's a lot of speculation on whether this is foreign or domestic terrorism. And I guess foreign would be considered a cell that, even though it's in the United States, was carried out through foreign people, individuals. In your experience, are foreign or domestic terror cells, which one would be harder? I get maybe it's a simplistic question, but which one in your experience is harder to find, defuse, and prosecute?
Well, I tell you, I am absolutely confident that the folks working this investigation will uncover you know, who's responsible for it, will identify who's responsible for it. There's a wealth of evidence, I suspect, that they've already collected in the process of analyzing. You know, there's tremendous surveillance video likely that's going to be extremely useful for their investigation. So, you know, whether it's domestic or international terrorism, neither one is going to be the hurdle that these folks aren't going to be able to get over. I'm absolutely confident. They're just tremendous professionals that do this work, and they're so faithful in terms of trying to uncover it. You know, and they work so hard to prevent these types of events from happening, you know, with the use of intelligence and other law enforcement tools that they have. And I'm sure that, you know, they're equally saddened by this, but fully determined to hold that person or persons responsible for this accountable.
I guess I have to ask you, Mike, is, you know, how important is it for the U.S. government, whether it's the president, whether it's the Senate or Congress, to do, for, you know, further things to prevent anything like this from happening? I mean, to continue on with our anti-terrorism campaign.
Yeah, there's been a determined effort, really, since 9/11. People have not let up at all in terms of their efforts to identify people that want to bring harm, you know, to us and to our interests. So, you know, whether it's via the president or via the Congress or, you know, folks at the very local level, you know, these folks haven't let up. You know, they know that there's a, you know, very much a determined enemy out there. And, And there are people, obviously, even domestically, that somehow feel that this is the only way that they can voice their objections. And it's horrific. I mean, somebody like a Timothy McVeigh, was a domestic terrorist. And you think of all the people that he killed. Either one, whether it's domestic or international, they can cause great harm to United States citizens in the U.S. interest, and others who just happen to be visiting our country. So,
well, anything you want to say in closing?
Just a sad day, all in all. Prayers go out to all those people involved.
Did you know anybody in town? Did you have any family or friends?
I don't think there's anybody that does not know somebody that was either running or visiting the marathon. Thankfully, people that I know were not harmed. I wish nobody was harmed under these circumstances. But okay, everybody knows somebody. It's 9/11. It struck at the hearts of America, and this does as well. It's such an international, even though it's such a local event, it's such an international event as well. People from all around the world travel here, whether participate as a runner or as a spectator in the Boston Marathon.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I know that I know that your campaign, as well as the other four, have suspended everything for the evening to kind of focus on this and
we did. Everybody did, and everybody's praying for the same thing, for the families, and letting them know that we're thinking about them and praying for them.
Well, we thank you so much, and we definitely hope we can have you back on to pick things up and talk about the campaign maybe in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Take care, guys.
You got it.
Thank you.
Of course, that is former ATF director, as I said, U.S. attorney. He was Plymouth County District Attorney and state rep. Mike Sullivan, who's running for U.S. Senate.